Following stagnation during the month of September, Northern Ireland's private sector returned to growth last month. However, the rate of growth remains relatively sluggish and indeed below that of the UK and almost every other UK region. The most interesting aspect of the latest survey concerns the contrast between the domestic market and the export market as far as new orders are concerned. Overall, new orders stagnated last month, and indeed they have stagnated since the EU referendum back in June. However, this conceals almost record rates of growth in export orders. The October survey recorded the second highest rate of export order growth since the survey began, whereas the stagnation in the new orders implies that the domestic orders are therefore contracting at a significant rate. The biggest factor behind the surge in export order growth is the sterling-euro exchange rate. This has had a significant impact on the price competitiveness of Northern Ireland exports. However, what is good for exporters is bad news for importers, and what we are seeing is the double-edged sword of a weak exchange rate and a sterling weakness. Private sector input cost inflation rose at its fastest rate since May 2011, and this is having a knock-on effect on output prices as well, most notably in the retail sector. Overall, while Northern Ireland's private sector continues to record growth in output and increasing levels of employment, it is worth noting that the most significant contributor to this growth in activity and jobs is the retail sector. Given that the retail sector is bearing the brunt of import cost inflation, notwithstanding the positive benefits from cross-border retail, which will potentially see a bumper Christmas this year, the import cost inflation will lead to higher prices in our shops and retail sector as we go into 2017, and in turn this will impact on consumer spending and the slowdown in the rate of economic growth. This story is likely to run and run as we enter 2017.